a wealthy Athenian, instead of paying taxes for a single year, you could either choose to organize a religious procession, you could make a warship, or you could sponsor a Greek playwright in the Greek theatre. And you'd have to organize everything, including the costumes, and you'd have to train the chorus. There are many differences between Greek theatre and theatre these days. There are only three actors in general. There was a main actor, and there were two supporting actors, and they tended to switch roles all the time. As a result, all the costumes they wore, they tended to be pretty heavy but easy to get on and off. They also wore masks, which gave them a whole new identity from the point of view of the audience. And it also meant that all the people who were sitting at the back of the theatre could see them. This obviously doesn't happen these days because there are relatively small theatres. This is because any single play will often be showed hundreds of times, instead of in ancient times when any single play was only shown once, at any one main performance. The actors in Greece were all male, whereas these days there were female actors as well. However, there were absolutely anyone was allowed to come and see the performances. They were very keen on encouraging people to get involved with the theatre, which meant that if you couldn't afford to pay the entrance fee, there was they could have a government grant, which these days you don't have. The role of the chorus. There were 12 or 15 people in a chorus, if it was a comic play, and up to 24 if it was a tragedy. The chorus acted in the orchestra, which was a wide-open space rather than the meaning is adopted these days. Their roles were they often commented upon the action of the three main actors, often acting as some of their slaves. They would sing and dance as well, and were accompanied by an auletes, which means a flute player. Once the chorus entered the stage, they didn't usually leave, and they usually acted as a single group, so they had no individuality. They wore the same all the same masks and the same clothes.